Hello and welcome to Equity Manager. This is Mohsin. With over 15 years of experience observing and being participating in the stock markets and other investment instruments, this channel may what we try to do is to give you some insights on the market movements and help you navigate the complex world of stock market and crypto investing. So let us analyze the last 2 weeks' movements in the markets. As expected, and as I was telling also in some private circles and reading the technical charts plus looking at the fundamentals, the market was overheated September to October and was ripe for a strong correction. Several factors came in, with of course FII selling, uncertainty in the global environment, and of course the US elections also coming around. We saw a sharp sell-off. So what we saw is that the valuations corrected, and as well as there was a time-wise correction as per technical analysis. The correction was, of course, overextended to some extent. See, bull markets mein kya hota hai? When you see the price rising, the price will rise to a level more than what you expect. And the corrections also are a little more severe. It's basically psychology working overall in the investor's mind. Mid-cap space, small-cap space fell a lot. But this time around, humne dekha that the large-cap space has been hit quite badly. The primary reason was FII data, agar aap dekh rahe the, the FII data was coming out negative and heavily negative. In fact, they have exited or taken out the maximum amount from the Indian markets in a month and in a year since a long, long time. So maximum selling was happening in the large cap space, especially if you looked at stocks like Reliance, Tata Motors, Titan, Hero Motor Corp. Some places, of course, valuations were much ahead, like Hero Motor Corp. The reason was, just to take that example, is the sales data was coming slow and automotive overall was facing a demand slowdown. Several reasons around it. But overall, then what we saw is value buying emerge in the last 15 days, which basically means that at some point of time, valuations and technically oversold also, stocks will start to attract some buying. So what do we have to understand and how do we move forward? Currently, the markets are at a juncture where pockets of value are there. Agar aap certain stocks specific hi jayenge to better hai. Gone are the days which was probably in the last year and year before, where you could pick up almost everything. It was at a fair valuation and it would start catching up with other stocks and you would see the price rise very fast. Now the scenario would be more that you have to be stock specific, which means you have to be very careful in picking up what you are buying. The stock should have good earnings growth. And what is important now is for us to see the results of the next quarter. Clearly, there was a slowdown in the economy. The recent GDP growth data that came was alarming. So let us look at some few fundamental points on the macro environment to understand where we are with respect to growth and economy and how we can understand or what we can expect going forward and what do we need to analyze. Number one, corporate results started coming in. It was clear that they are missing targets. A quick look shows that among the top Nifty 500, 60% plus of the stocks have missed their earnings in the current quarter, right? Q2. Next is GDP data, which came later, last week or so. It clearly coincided with the fact that there is a slowdown in demand. Urban demand has slowed down. Stocks like Nestle, Britannia, they are getting severely hit, especially Hindustan Unilever. Why? Because their management has clearly come out saying that the urban demand is slowing down, which means people do not have that much of spending capacity right now. Wages are not caught catching up with inflation. Inflation abhi bhi high hai. The interest rates are still high. And the demand is not catching up because of that reason. So the corporate earnings are clearly saying that we are slowing down. Now, what needs to happen is that we need to see whether this is a temporary blip, yani a short-term phenomenon, or it is something which is more deep-rooted. The next quarter results will determine that. Well, of course. So, whatever stock we select now should be able to show the earnings growth. See, in a simple way, in a bull market, what happens is that the valuation that a company commands, a certain price, for example, a company is at, let's say 100 rupees, and it's trading at a certain price to earning ratio. So, what is that price to earning ratio being given to that company for? Mostly, it is the case that the bull market, the market is expecting the stock to keep growing at a good rate, what it has been delivering, to exceed or meet that expectation. So, if there is a slip in that expectation, then the stock gets severely hit because people start pulling out money that don't know whether this stock will really perform or not. So, now what we have to see is that certain stocks will come down to fair valuations, which means that they will either correct or stay stagnant till the earnings catch up. So, it's very important for us to see whether whatever we are selecting, is it, we are selecting it for next 1 year, 2 year, or longer time period. First point, short-term trades should be avoided. For sure, you should not expect 20, 30, 40% return in maybe 6 months, a year from the stock that you expect. The expectations need to tone down. Forget about what has happened in the past. But currently, we need to be very clear that our investments should beat inflation. And whatever we are investing in should outperform probably the Nifty index, or you know, at least match and outperform that, right? And even if, especially if you are selecting a small cap or a mid cap, be very careful not to invest on any hype, and to be very clear, if you are able to understand the financial data with respect to the results that the company is delivering, and you are able to hear probably at least their conference calls or the management commentary, and then take a wise choice whether it is the right place to put your money. For sure, do not invest in any way in any sort of tips, any sort of companies which are getting popular and trending on Twitter. And you know, if the mass majority is saying so and so buy, you have to do your own research more now than earlier. So the next maybe year, 2 year, 3 years will be much tougher to find good quality stocks, but there will be opportunities. Personally, I would say that look at company with sound fundamentals and background, and where the management is very clear and clean in terms of what they are able to deliver. So with that, that's it for this episode. And looking forward to posting more regular updates for you so that you can understand how to be able to make the right choices and the right decisions when it comes to stock picking. Take care.